It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it might be hard to think about, but our next guest says taking a moment to go through what you do in an active shooter situation could help save your life.
First, we're taking a look at what role Wisconsin is expected to play in the Republican primary. Even though Wisconsin is the 33rd state on the primary election calendar, our state could still make a difference when it comes to choosing the Republican candidate.
Susan Johnson is with us. She's the Assistant Dean and Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, in Wisconsin, we've got a big progressive history, a lot of famous Democrats, also the state where the Republican Party was founded in part. How have we typically gone in presidential elections in the past?
Well, in the past few presidential elections, as we know, the Wisconsin voters have supported the Democratic candidate. So for our most recent history, it's gone Democratic. But then, as we also know, in those midterm elections, the state has voted very strongly the other direction, and we've elected a lot of Republicans.
Now, dialing into the primary, it happens a lot, it seems like, where Wisconsin doesn't matter. By the time it comes to us this year, it'll be April 5th. Everything's done. Everything's decided. Could that be different this time around?
You know, everything is different this time around. And it's really hard to make a fair assessment. My gut still tells me that the pool is going to whittle down to the point where by the time we get to April, it's probably going to be done, but I'm not making any big wagers on that.
Right, because this is unprecedented in some ways with the number in particular of Republican candidates. We don't have a lot to go on to predict how that's going to winnow out down the road.
Right, and we've not had this many candidates this late. It's still early, but this late in the process who are, you know, still in it. And still we've got another debate tonight, so we'll see if maybe that leads to a little bit more winnowing. But this is a unique situation.
So on the Republican side in particular, obviously we had a Wisconsin candidate, Scott Walker, who, if he had stuck around in the race, might have hoped for a bump when he got to Wisconsin. Assuming the race still matters, are there candidates that seem poised to take the support he might have gotten?
I think what was interesting is that when Governor Walker withdrew from the race, he made a bit of a veiled comment that people should not be going in Trump's direction. And yet what we saw in the most recent Marquette poll that was done at the in September is that a lot of those voters seem to actually do the opposite of what Governor Walker suggested. And in that poll, Donald Trump moved to first place. And then Ben Carson, the other person who's leading nationally as well, was up there. And then Marco Rubio was 14%. I still think that the Trump support and the Carson support is going to go down. We have already begun to see that with Donald Trump. So Marco Rubio, from what I understand, seems to have the support of what we would refer to as, I guess, the establishment Republican Party in Wisconsin and has made a lot of connections that way. So I would think that maybe he'd stand to benefit if the race is still going on in April.
Wisconsin is different than some other primary and caucus states. Iowa, of course, has its caucuses. Some states you have to be a registered member of a party to vote in that party. We've got that open primary. You can show up at the polls, pick a party, and vote in it. Does that affect the dynamic of how a candidate runs in a state like Wisconsin?
I think that we hear lots of stories about people who are of the other party going in and crossing party lines to vote in primaries, but I think that's a lot more legend than it is factual evidence where we've seen that actually sway an election one way or the other. What it does do is in some states you're required to have registered with the party in order to even vote. And so what it does allow is for people who are not registered to vote and also not members of the party, obviously, to just come in on election day and cast their ballot, which is different from how other primaries are run in some other states. So that might make a difference. If we get some energy behind a particular candidate, you could see increases for that candidate based on voter mobilization closer to the primary.
We're talking to Susan Johnson, political science professor at UW-Whitewater. Republican debate tonight. We're looking ahead at whether Wisconsin's primary in April is going to matter. Now, I wonder, people sometimes say Iowa being first, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, it skews the way candidates talk about the issues because they're trying to get those primary or caucus voters in those states behind them. Do you see that? Do you see it skewing the way issues rise in presidential politics?
Oh, I think it absolutely does. And it's one of the reasons why the support for corn subsidies had been such an important issue in presidential politics, and that's because of Iowa being the first in the nation and then also obviously being a significant producer of corn. So I think clearly that matters. I think that also, aside from the issues, you have the type of electorate that is present in these early primary and caucus states. So again, using Iowa as an example, Iowa Republicans tend to be much more evangelical and much more conservative than you would say the nation as a whole, as far as Republicans go. And that makes a difference in terms of how the candidates have to pitch themselves to that voter base. And with the Democrats, the Iowa base tends to actually be a bit more liberal than nationwide. So it's an interesting dynamic. And obviously, New Hampshire and South Carolina have their own idiosyncrasies that require candidates to pitch themselves differently than they would if they were pitching themselves to a national audience.
Does it have a bigger polarizing effect then, with especially with Iowa being first?
Primaries in general have a polarizing effect because they do tend to draw out the more liberal or more conservative, depending on which party you're referring to. And so I would argue that absolutely, in the case of Iowa, it has that effect.
Is it unfair to us here in Wisconsin that we're so late in the process? Do we lose out on our voice in these primary campaigns?
I think it's unfair to a whole lot of states. So definitely it's unfair to Wisconsin. And this has been the way the system has been. And Iowa and New Hampshire have had to bend even a little bit so that South Carolina and Nevada are now part of that conversation about the early states. And that actually always wasn't the case either. And the thing is, Iowa and New Hampshire have really dug in on this and have made threats to the National Party should the National Party try to change things anymore. And so I think if states maybe put more pressure on the National Party, we could see some changes here. But on the flip side, the National Party is trying to have the process go longer, so they've really discouraged states through certain penalties from scheduling their events too close to Iowa, New Hampshire. So there's the states are working at cross purposes, I guess, in the party.
As I understand it, the primary system we have was supposed to be a solution to the smoke-filled rooms where party insiders got together and figured out who to nominate. I don't know. This is a value judgment, obviously, but are we better off now than with the smoke-filled rooms?
That's the same kind of question that I ask my students when I would teach my class on elections and political parties, because you're absolutely right. The idea was to take the power out of the hands of the party leaders to make the process more democratic. And I would argue on its face it's more democratic and that individuals are able to vote, but I would also say that certain individuals have an outsized role in the process, and one of the examples of that would be states that are early versus states that are late.
Some voters are more equal than others.
Right.
Susan, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
That was Susan Johnson, Assistant Dean and Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Whitewater. She was with us to talk about the role Wisconsin could play in the Republican presidential primary race.